Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally bring in something odd or a co-host who may be odd. And the odd things could be jokes or stories or anything like that. Tonight, I don't have a wombat planned, but I may throw one in just for fun. So I'm going to start off with a song called Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band. It was a big hit for them in 1973 and is a well-known song. I had never heard it till last week, at least I don't recall hearing it, and heard it for the first time and was just blown away. So it's one of my new favorites. And I welcome each of you into it. If you haven't heard it before, now is your chance. This is Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker String Band.
what that woman law she been doing to me. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, she's such a crazy lady. What that woman, what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Lord, I can't stand to see what that woman she been doing to me. Can't you see? I'm gonna check a freight train. Can't you see? Down at the station line. What that woman
that was Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker String Band, and a new find for me, and one I'm excited about. Well, the next song is She's Gone by Daryl Hall and John Oates, and I often talk about songs being either about leavers or leavies, broken hearts. The last one was Can't You See What That Woman Is Doing to Me. This one is someone wallowing in grief, almost with joy. Beautiful harmony, very ornate. Some of the songs I play are very simple, like one instrument, one voice, but this one is ornate, richly arranged, beautiful harmony, instruments coming in, and I like it too. Anything done well. And this is a song that caught my attention long ago, and I just think it's a great arrangement and a sad, moving song. This is She's Gone by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah, I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Ooh, what will be? She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, why?
What went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah. My face ain't looking any younger.
And she's gone.
Oh, why?
What went wrong?
I think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
in pretty bodies as helpless of our memories.
They can never be what she was to me. She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
pay the devil to replace her.
Gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, I
what went wrong?
That was She's Gone by Daryl Holt and Daryl Hall and John Oates. Next up is a song called Cups. It's also known as When I'm Gone. And I woke up the other morning dreaming of this tune, and only after I woke up did I realize what it was. I had different words in my head, but it was this tune. And it's a wonderful thing. If you ever get a chance to look at it on YouTube, look up Cups. And while the people are singing this, in this case it's Anna Kendrick singing it, they're doing a thing with cups where they have two hands and they pick up the cups and turn them over and pop, pop, pop. You'll hear the pop sounds in this song, but it's fun to watch. But it gives it a particular rhythm, and I enjoy it. Anyway, it's also just a lovely, fun song. So this is Cups by Anna Kendrick. That's the cup sound.
My ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, when I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I got my ticket for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you when I'm gone.
That was the Cup Song by Anna Kendrick. Well, now we've got Mountain Music by Alabama. And sometimes country music likes to go primitive, to name something a mountain, a road, dirt, dust, mud, take you back. This one does that. It even starts off with an old man looking at a mountain. So here we go with Mountain Music by Alabama.
You see that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Mountain.
sake, like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey,
Mountain Music by Alabama. Ha, got some good rhythm there at the end. Next is If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson. Now, the term spiritual is overused a bit, but I'll use it here. I think this song has a spiritual side. It has at least two interpretations. Here's the two I get. One is, it's a man talking to a woman he loves, and he's asking her, does she love him, and is she going to join in this great parade of life, of love. But it's also a spirit or someone speaking to us, to you, to each of us, saying, where are you with all this? Are you going to get in the river of love, or are you just going to stand on the side and watch it go by? So it's kind of a spiritual question. It's asking about your soul and how much you're going to put yourself out there where you can get hurt and also experience joy. That's how I interpret the song. So I'm now going to play for you by Alan Jackson, If Love Was a River.
If love was a river and I was a drowning man, would you get in the water? Would you lend me a hand? If love was a river, would you sit on the land? If love was a mountain high above this town, would you climb to the top? Would you never look down? If love was a mountain, would you go around? Love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a firefly sitting in your hand, would you laugh when it twinkled, let it go again? If love was a firefly, would you understand? Love was a party with everyone you know. Would you dance if I asked you? Or would you smile and say no? If love was a party, would you even go? And love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a fast train on a one-way track, would you turn in your ticket? Would you never look back? If love was a fast train, would you even pack?
If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson. Well, next up is Seabird by the Alesi Brothers. I don't know this song well, I've heard it a few times, but it has both a sense of freedom, but also I sense wanderlust. The desire to flee or to fly or to just go somewhere. So, see what you think. This is Seabird by the Alesi Brothers.
Like an unwound lock, I just don't seem to care. like a ghost you haunt me. You find warmth in a one night bed. Sunset's full, don't turn you off.
That was Seabird by the Alisi Brothers. Well, next is a change in mood. Almost everything we've had so far had quite a bit of pep and energy to it, and also most of them had a fairly fancy arrangement with instruments and stuff. The next one up is Moon River by Andy Williams. This is from about 30 years ago, and it's a much simpler arrangement and a much cleaner melody, and still a powerful song. It was a big hit in the year that it came out. So I'm going to play for you now Moon River by Andy Williams.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me, heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. That same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend.
That was Moon River by Andy Williams. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, in the southwest tip of Virginia, about 100 miles west of Roanoke. Many people think Roanoke is the end of Virginia, but there's another 100 miles or so, and we're down in the tip. And I live in Bristol, Virginia, and the state line, Virginia and Tennessee, runs right down State Street, center of Bristol. I'm on the Bristol side. And we also, you can reach us at WEHCFM.com on the web, WEHCFM.com. So if you're out of our range, which is about 35 miles from Emory, Virginia, you can pick us up on the web. In fact, where I live in Bristol, I have to use the web to get the station because I'm kind of in a little valley or something. Well, the next song is a complete change in mood. I lived in the New York City area for 34 years in Westchester County, and I actually worked in the city about 10 or 11 of those years, and I was always around. We'd go into the city occasionally, not a lot. Of course, when I worked, I went in every day, but to go in at night or weekend, it was a hassle. You had to find parking, and anyway, but still, we did sometimes, and I only saw maybe 5 or 6 Broadway shows while I was there, maybe more, but not many. And one of them, my favorite of all, was called Runaways. It was all teenagers, young people, and some of them were actual runaways, and it was just a brilliant creation. And there were a number of great songs in it. This is one of them. It's not so much the music, although the music gets me too, but it's the pathos, it's the feeling. The person is saying, the singer is saying, sometimes you just have to get away. You just have to go. And you can't worry about who it hurts when you go. You just have to do it. And I think that's true. And this is a statement of a child or a young person who felt they had to get away. And so they're singing a song about it, what it felt like. So you can join in and see what does it feel like when you're in that place.
Get away.
That was Every Now and Then from the Broadway show Runaways. Next up is Friends by Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton's a well-known country singer, and this was a song he performed for the movie Angry Birds. Angry Birds was a movie made out of a video game. It didn't have much of a story to the video game, so they made a story up. And quite often, stories, movies like that, can be pretty shallow. But I actually enjoyed this movie. I thought it was well done. I liked the characters, and I liked this song. When I heard this song in the movie, I immediately pulled out my iPhone and did Shazam to find out, what is that song? And it was called Friends, and so I wrote it down, I captured it, and here we go. This is Blake Shelton singing Friends.
Cloud above me had no silver lining. I couldn't buy a break with my last dime. Oh, but when I saw you standing in the corner, I'd have never thought that you would have my back. But then we rolled in like the thunder and the lightning. Threw some punches, then we had a laugh. Just some roughed up desperados, tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. Who'd have thought we'd wind up here together? It's crazy that we're standing side by side, fighting just like two birds of a feather. Who's gonna tell us now that we can't fly? Just some roughed up desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. To the end, you and me are gonna be. Desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. To the end, you and me are gonna be friends. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends.
That was Blake Shelton singing Friends. Well, the next song is an interesting song. I heard it a few years back, and I liked it a lot, and I've played it on the show before a few years ago. And the thing about it is that it's called If I Die Young. It was the first big hit that I heard of by the band Perry, and they're a family. It's the sister, of course, singing the song. She's the lead. And I worried that to sing a song, If I Die Young, that she might die young. You know, it seems sort of prophetic. But it's been years now, and they're doing well. So I think they're safe. This is If I Die Young by the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Oh-oh, oh-oh, Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down. she'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time, and I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says you'll love me forever. Would have thought forever couldn't be severed by the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough. For my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in a river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove, go with peace and love. Gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're really gonna need them. Oh, the sharp knife of a short life.
If I Die Young by the band Perry. And one thing's for sure, I'm not going to die young. I've made it past that stage. Well, next up is the Gospel Plow. This is a gospel tune, and it's got some roots in it, some earth. The plow, you know. When you're singing country music or gospel music, and probably any music, but those two in particular, it's good to have some anchors in the earth, some anchors in reality, something very basic like a plow, you know, or a well, a river, a mountain. And this one's got the plow. Anyway, I like to put in some good, heavy-duty, honest gospel music every now and then, as long as it sounds great, and this sounds great to me.
My journey now. Keep your hand on the plow of God. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on.
spirits are dead and gone. Keep your hand on the plow of God.
That was The Gospel Plow. I think the singer was Bill Gaither, but I'm not sure. Next up is a song that I heard just a few months ago, and I think maybe Reese Shearer picked this one out. I'm not sure, but I had never heard it before, and I got a kick out of it. So I'm now going to play it for you. I guess it's country music. It's kind of got a different feel from it than anything else I've ever played. It's called Yup, and it's sung by David Rawlings.
There was an old man who drove over here. If he ain't dead yet, he's a living there still. Yep, yep. Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Yep, yep. Well, please don't take my eldest son, his work on the farm has got to be done. Yep, yep. It's not your eldest son I crave, it's your scolding wife I'm gonna take her away. Yep, yep. Now the old man jumped up with a start, saying you can take her with all of my heart. Yep, yep. The devil picked her up upon his back. He looked like an eagle stretched on the rack. Yep, yep. And he carried her on about a mile down the road, saying, old woman, you're a hell of a load. Yep, yep. And he carried her down to the gates of hell, saying, poke up the fire, we'll scorch her well. Yep, yep. There were two little devils with a ball and chain, up with her foot she kicked out their brains. Yep, yep. Devils were climbing up the wall, saying, take her back, daddy, she'll murder us all. Yep, yep. I I woke up the next morning, I peeked out of the crack. I seen the old devil just dragging her baggie up. Yep. Saying, here's your wife, both sound and wit. If I'd kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell. Yep. Yep. Well, it only goes to show what a woman can do. She can whoop up the devil and her husband too. Yep. Yep. Shows one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That was Yep by David Rawlings. Well, I haven't got time for a full song, so I'm going to play a little bit of a song, Free and Easy Down the Road I Go. And that's the way I like to feel sometimes. And here you go.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. A Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you
Free and Easy Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley, which I had to cut off in the middle. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. From WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC, Emory Henry College. So, that's the end of the show, and now it's time to do the closing. I do get a kick out of doing this closing every week. What I do is I ask you to join me in something, and I'll ask you now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously, that's an important part of this, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.